If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Well, thank you so much for staying with us. I don't know if you've been watching, but I think it's the third week now where the Minister of Higher Education has been called out week after week after week. There is an issue. The DA spokesperson is on the line with us, Karabo Khahao, who is a member of parliament as well, who sits in that portfolio committee. And it has been drama after drama. Thank you so much for making time for us this evening, and good evening.
Good evening, Octamela. Thank you so much for having me, and good evening to your listeners.
We just also want to appreciate your patience. You know, we had to just wrap up that conversation, and I know you were holding, so thank you for that.
No problem.
I'm just stunned by where we are right now. We've obviously been watching the proceedings in Parliament in that portfolio committee, and we are a bit confused, and we want a little bit of clarity. You can assist us with this. When did you get clarity from the minister of the list of members that are assisting her in appointing the board of the Sector Education and Training Authority, SETA? I don't know if I've got my timelines correctly. Maybe you can assist me, because when did you get that list?
We still don't have clarity right now. It's because, one, she wrote to the committee just, when was it? Was it yesterday? Yes, I think it was yesterday. Or was it the day before? I think it was yesterday. You know, my brain is also twitching because so much has happened since everything. And it's data after data. So the minister wrote to the committee yesterday.
Yes.
And reveal these people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the names that she revealed, she then concealed one person,
mm-hmm.
who, according to our own sources, is a high-profile ANC politician, which we will reveal in due time once we're ready with the confirmation of this person's identity.
Mm.
But the people that she revealed, of the five, one is Advocate Terumutau.
Yes.
Who was apparently the chairperson of this panel.
Meant to be.
But according to the minister, never attended any meetings.
Yes.
And which then begs the question of who exactly chaired this meeting.
That's it.
Just now, this evening, we received a letter that he wrote today to the minister.
Yeah.
About the fact that his name is now out there.
Yeah.
He's pretty much saying, he didn't sit in this panel.
Uh-huh.
He never received also any information relating to the process that was followed,
mm-hmm.
that he did not convene with any panel or panel members, mm-hmm. if one was appointed, mm-hmm. that he did not assist the minister's office in reviewing and assessing the nominations, mm-hmm. received for the appointment of SETA board chairpersons.
If I may ask you, because these are rumors, and I don't know to what extent you have been properly informed, that in fact, he had actually told her that he couldn't be a part of this process because he was not independent.
That's another rumor.
It's a rumor.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
So in the letter, there's a whole lot of those things to say. He communicated this, and he was supposed to also meet with the advisor of the minister, and Rulani, who is currently serving as the currently serving as the deputy director general for corporate services.
Yeah.
The advisor then would have been Assisi Kofolad, who's pretty much like the fixer of the minister, right? So, and those meetings never materialized, according to Advocate Terumutau.
Mm.
So that's one thing. But on the other hand, we know that part of the people who were appointed to the board chairpersons, as a board chairperson, was MNC Loiso Masuku, who's currently the MNC for corporate services in the city of Johannesburg.
Mm.
You would know that the same Advocate Terumutau has an active tender of 2 million rands within the city of Johannesburg that comes directly out of Loiso Masuku's office. So there's that other conversation as well to be had. So it's up to the committee and the ethics committee to judge which truth is which truth there. So that's the one person.
Mm.
The second person, Assisi Phil Solani, is not only currently an advisor of the minister, but their track record is staunchly ANC. Their roots are in SASCO. They've led in SASCO. They've led in the ANC Youth League here in the Western Cape. The third person is Lelisiwe Simane, who's the chief of staff in the office of the minister, as well as Mabuza Ngubane, who's the chief director of procedure coordination. And that Mabuza Ngubane in the meeting that the committee had on the 30th of May, when I specifically asked him what his involvement in the process is and whether he knows anything about this panel, he said directly to my face that he knows nothing of that sort, that he was not involved. So he must, it's either he lied to me then or the minister is lying about him now.
Wow.
And then you have Lennon Gwenya, who's currently the Deputy Director General for Corporate Services in the department, who's, who held the same position in the Department of Tourism. So these people, were, including Casper the Ghost, who's concealed, we are arguing that there's no way that out of 573 applications that were received, that the 20 that were finally appointed, who predominantly come from KZN, which is the minister's deployment home. ANC caters from KZN, former MECs of the ANC in KZN, a former premier, currently an HOD of transport, a former communications deputy minister, Gwede Mandasha's son, Gwede Mandasha's advisor, ANC secretary generals in particular regions, some work in district municipalities in the Northern Cape and in Mpumalanga. There's no way that out of 573 people in this country who have applied for those jobs, that those two that were handpicked were the most suitable, and that there's no way that they, there was a fair process to be followed.
Sure.
And the composition of this panel, if indeed this panel is a true panel and not a smokescreen panel, then tells us why then those 20 final appointments looked the way that they do.
So there are a couple of issues here. Obviously, is that there is suspicion of lying on her part when she was asked the question. And you know, that in itself is quite a huge problem. Apart from the names themselves that obviously are questionable, that now, as you say, there is a Casper the Ghost who's also still concealed. What's the process going forward now with Parliament?
So two things. One, we have sent an affidavit today. I, on behalf of the Democratic Alliance, submitted an affidavit to the Ethics Committee of Parliament, listing a number. There's a plethora of breaches that the minister is guilty of, as far as our code of conduct as a member of Parliament, and as far as our code of conduct as a member of cabinet as a minister. And that the Ethics Committee must deal with that. I will be submitting a secondary affidavit on something else tomorrow, which I will communicate, which will add to the case. But on top of that, in committee today, the submissions were saying, one, on top of the process that the DA is following, the committee itself must summon all of these people, including Advocate Terry Motau. Now he's saying he knows nothing. We want him to come to Parliament and tell us he knows nothing and give us all the facts that he has on his table. We want all of them to come before Parliament, and do not just come. We want them to disclose the full list of the full composition of the minutes of all meetings that they had.
So
we want those minutes, if they exist, in full. We also want the report that was sent to the NSA, the National Skills Authority, that recommended the appointment of these people. Because you'd know, Uth Temelo, that before the minister sends out appointment letters, the final step is that the National Skills Authority must look at the list, scrutinize it, or give it a thumbs up. And then you would also remember that in the meeting that we had in the 30th of May with the minister, the NSA chairperson, Uthi Asanda Luaka, when specifically she was asked, I particularly asked her whether there were any questions about any of the names of the final appointees. And she, with her own words, said that there were questions around whether there was suitability for each and every candidate, for each and every seater. But not that be the case, they still continue to give it a thumbs up.
Sure.
They continue to give these appointments a thumbs up, irrespective of the question of their suitability.
We look forward to whatever it is that you're going to be revealing tomorrow as well. As you're saying, you know, there's more to all of this that we'll obviously be hearing from you tomorrow. But thank you. Really, thank you so much for giving us the breakdown of what the issues are here. And as I said, maybe tomorrow we'll be speaking to you again.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. That's who is a DA spokesperson, also a member of parliament who sits in that portfolio committee as well of higher education. Let me take your calls. Busiso, you're in Fosloris. Good evening and welcome.
Yeah, but how is it?
Mkonunjani Puti, how are you?
Yeah, Pila, yes, and already minister needs to step down because already Yabona Bonisukin Uza ne corruption. Already so as abandoned. Futu stowed. So if we agana my interest of he can't hear to whatsoever it has. So if we gonna if Usazosala Lapa, and I think we could do a lot of things when the corruption. Like I man is aligned in. There's this person that you didn't want to say woman she no good the phone was to say mina nina something la you are told. But then you also but I far I went into the kotula. You understand with the phone motion the whole country and what our kids going to be or what is this country going to be in future if things like this happen. Oh minister melody mamkoshe ambasarela panti and then kukalelwa busha kutholakale umuntu ozoba responsible, accountable and reliable. Ongeke azafuna ukuthinisa my interest wakhe na my friends wakhe and their family or people that they can manipulate because yinto efuna ukwenzeka la.
Siyabonga Puto wami Sibusiso in Fosloris.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.